Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. And Sejunvana Jeanette, who goes by Jeanette, who works with All Farmers. We'll talk to you in a minute, Jeanette. And Hannah Spear from All Farmers.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
My last name is Spear.
Oh, what did I say?
You said Spear. It's
okay. Sorry. And Hannah Spear.
Spear.
Oh, Spear. I did it again. Hannah, what do you do with All Farmers? And what is All Farmers for people that aren't familiar with it?
Director of All Farmers, and we support refugee and immigrant farmers in the valley, starting farms, accessing land, accessing trainings, markets, helping them get off the ground and feeding communities.
This is sadly a timely story in regards to the Supreme Court decision from yesterday that is saying that they will reject asylum seekers who've been turned down as refugees for a court appeal. Protecting our refugees and asylum seekers will be more important than ever going forward.
Our work is supporting groups of autonomous farmers like Jeanette's group from East Africa, and they really run their own farm sites, and we support them where they need it. They're really running the show and doing the hard work.
Jeanette, where is your farm?
I am farming here west of Springfield, Massachusetts.
And what are you growing on your farm?
Okay, this year I'm growing beans and corn, onions, tomato, cabbage, and chicha.
What's that? Chicha?
That's a kind of vegetable we was eating back home. I can just say like a spinach.
Mm-hmm.
We call them chicha.
Where is back home?
Burundi.
What brought you to the United States and ultimately to Springfield as a farmer?
I am born in Congo, but my mom and my dad, they are from Burundi. So we came in Tanzania 1996, and then 2008, we came here to United States.
Did you have a farming background when you were in Africa?
Yes, that was our job.
So what has it been like farming here in Springfield?
Oh, here it's really different because here we're farming a small part, but my country, we was farming like 2 to 3 hectares for one family.
Now, I want to try this vegetable that you mentioned. You say chicha?
Chicha. I have here right now. I don't know if I can show you the picture. Also, we don't like to eat American food.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying, but it didn't work for us.
What's the worst American food?
I can say American food, it's a lot of sugar.
Yes.
So my country, we didn't used to eat a lot of sugar.
Mm.
Like here.
That's probably really smart. So does your food, is it more of a like a hot spicy or a savory? How would you describe it if it's not sweet like sugar?
Okay, it's not sweet and then it's not spicy. To eat a lot of oil,
mm-hmm.
My country, no.
You sound like you have a very healthy diet in the countries that you're from originally. I'm speaking with Sejunvana Jeanette, who is a farmer in Springfield and is supported by All Farmers. And I'm talking with the director of All Farmers as well, Hannah Spear. Hannah, tell me a little bit about how All Farmers supports farmers like Jeanette and how we can support All Farmers to support these immigrant, these refugee farmers that are farming in our community.
Well, one of the main things that we focus on is land access, because that is the primary barrier for refugee farmers in this area. Land is very expensive, especially close to cities, hard to find access, especially for families that don't have the same cultural connections here in that community and don't have as many family resources and are facing different structural barriers. A lot of what we do is land access. Right now, we have a big campaign that we are seeking to acquire land in the greater Springfield area. And we're putting out a call to see what is out there on the market. And then we'll also provide trainings to farmers, field management techniques, helping them access markets. It's really individualized depending on the farmer's needs.
Jeanette, what's hard about farming this season for you, Jeanette, and the other farmers?
This year, it's really hard for us, our farmers, because we don't have rain. So we spend more time to find to water the plant.
Yeah, it's been very dry. I still am, I don't want to say obsessed, but I'm very interested in this vegetable, chicha, that you mentioned. How did that come to be here in the United States? Did you have it shipped from East Africa, or where did you gain access to it to grow for your community so you can give them that sense of home that home cooking brings to people?
I came with the seeds in 2008.
So you brought them with you?
Yes.
It's really a beautiful story of hearing the stories of people who've left their homeland for one reason or another and bring with them things that are very important to them, like these seeds. Or, you know, there's stories of my family comes from an Italian background, and, you know, there's stories of Italian immigrants coming over in the early 20th century with clippings of their favorite wine grapes, which turn into the wine culture of California, say. So it's a story as old as time, really, and still happening right now. And given the fact that the Supreme Court ruled that rejected asylum seekers won't be able to contest that decision in court, I think we're going to need to step up even more greatly for people who have decided to make this place their home. I'm going to say it incorrectly, but I'm going to give it my best shot, saying Yumbana Janet, who is born in Congo and has come to us through Tanzania and Burundi. And Hannah Spare from All Farmers. Thanks again, Hannah. Sorry I butchered your last name. That was not the one that I expected to have the most problem with. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks who do support All Farmers, including the organization known as All Farmers, buylocalfood.org.